Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Johnny Lapon. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Lake. Batting third. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Pat Mullen. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Sam Vico. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dizzy Trout. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dizzy Trout. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting second. The third baseman, Johnny Pesce. Batting third. The left fielder, Stan Spence. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting eighth. The catcher, Matt Batts. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Parnell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mel Parnell. And now, play ball. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lapon moves to second. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lapon moves to third. Two outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesce hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen strikes out. Two outs. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico hits a line drive towards short. Stevens reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr strikes out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a pop-up towards first. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Doerr reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lepon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mullen. Batts reaches second base with a double. Moses moves to third. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wakefield. Parnell reaches second base with a double. Moses scores. Batts scores. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-1 in the game. DiMaggio hits a fly ball into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0-for-1 in the game. Pesky hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Evers. Pesky reaches second base with a double. Parnell scores. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-1 in the game. Spence hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lake settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-1 in the game. Lake hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio. Lake reaches second base with a double. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lake moves to third. One out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-1 in the game. Wakefield strikes out. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-1 in the game. Evers hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lake scores. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-for-1 in the game. Mullen hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Doerr hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-1 in the game. Goodman strikes out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Moses hits a fly ball into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 0 for 1 in the game. Vico hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio, who is chasing the ball. Vico reaches third base with a triple. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 1 in the game. Swift hits a pop-up towards first. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 0 for 1 in the game. Trout strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lepon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Batts hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lepon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Parnell strikes out. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 2 in the game. DiMaggio strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Lake hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bat settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 2 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 2 in the game. Wakefield hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Wakefield reaches second base with a double. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Evers hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Pesky hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 2 in the game. Spence hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 2 in the game. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lepon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0 for 2 in the game. Mullen hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Vico hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Parnell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-2 in the game. Swift hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bat settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-2 in the game. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards short. LePon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Batts strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 0-for-2 in the game. Trout strikes out. One out. Johnny LePon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LePon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. LePon hits a fly ball into left field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Parnell hits a fly ball into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-3 in the game. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Pesky takes first base on ball 4. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Spence hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-3 in the game. Kell hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Wakefield hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesky fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-for-3 in the game. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goodman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mullen for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 3, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.